Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Before we get to your point on Jameis Winston, your take on Jameis Winston that I want to hear, it is funny in the press conference how he was like, oh, yeah, I got reached out to by a guy that plays for Boston. His name is Trevor something, as if he was like he couldn't remember the name of it. Like that, what a bad look for baseball that it. Trevor Story is legitimately, no, he's not as good as he was a couple years ago.
He's been an all-star for like a decade.
It's a really good baseball player. And Deshaun Watson, because the NFL is such a different world. The NFL is so far and above baseball that he could be like, oh yeah, some guy from the Red Sox. They tell me it's a baseball injury. Some guy from the Red Sox, Trevor Story.
Oh, I was wrong. He was a two-time All-Star. Reached out to me. Two-time All-Star. But, you know.
You said All-Star. You didn't say how
I
many years.
I said he's been an All-Star for like a decade.
No. I am playing it back in my head right now. I'm going to do you a solid here, okay? If we were in court right now and we played back the whole everything, the transcript of it, it would say, you said he's an All-Star, and then you said he's been good for a decade.
Okay. I'll take it.
I think, yeah. Come on. It's 3:30 on a Tuesday. You don't need to
beat
yourself up.
Two-time Silver Slugger Award winner.
Yeah, oh, good player. Really good baseball player. And that's what's funny to me, though, is a really good baseball player gets the name of a guy from the Red Sox. His name is Trevor It's such a bad look for baseball. Like, baseball can't buy one. Could you imagine? Like, think about it this way. Imagine Mike Trout at a press conference and being like, this guy, like, he's a quarterback for the Steelers. Russell. Oh, Wilson? He'd be like, what the hell's going on?
There's this guy plays in the NBA. His name's LeBron something.
LeBron something. Tattoo of the Chosen One on his back. I don't know what that's about. It seemed a little
odd to
me.
They call him the King or something?
Does he have two first names? Is that how that works? LeBron is James? LeBron James? Yeah, so it's a little bit different. All right, you had a Jameis Winston take.
No. I mean, it's not like a crazy hot take. I just think, the more that we find out about this injury and how tough it is to come back from, it just makes sense that they went out and got Jameis Winston and gave him a nice sized backup quarterback deal. But also it's an upgrade over Flacco, I think, especially if he has to play more games. And so I think it's a really good insurance policy for the Browns to have somebody like a Jameis Winston on your roster as that insurance policy in case, God forbid, Deshaun can't play or is not ready for the opener, or if he re-injures it.
Well, and you do believe that Jameis Winston will play some games this year.
That's not a hard bet to take. I mean, the Browns never have a quarterback that plays the whole season.
I know. I feel like an idiot. I remember the first year I was here, 2016. Remember that was RG3's year? And we did a station. They went around and they asked everyone at the station, how many games will RG3 play? And I remember being the only idiot that put 16 out there just because I was like, I don't know. I mean, I know he's made of glass, but let me go ahead and go out on a limb and say the starting quarterback will play all 16.
What did he play, nine?
No, he got injured in the first game.
He came back, though, right?
I don't remember him coming back. I'm sure he did. I don't remember it.
He was only here one year, wasn't he?
I drank long away all of those. Yeah. Yeah, no, just the 1 year. That was it. And he got injured at the first game. I think it was the Eagles game, I think was the game. And what's funny is that normally you'd remember that moment with vivid detail, but the teams were so bad that you just kind of flush it all down. Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right, I guess it was what it was. But if Jameis has to play, I do agree with that concept. If Jameis has to play, let's say, more games than not, because Deshaun isn't 100% healthy, then yes, it was the right call. I've been maintaining it was the right call because I think that just from a pure locker room standpoint, I think Jameis will get along. I know because they're friends. We know that. So I think they get along better than Deshaun and Joe Flacco have. For some reason, the fan base wanted to make Deshaun Watson and Joe Flacco like best buddies. They didn't really cross paths even. Deshaun wasn't around the Browns when Joe Flacco was playing for the Browns.
He did go to one game.
He went to the LA game.
Yeah.
And then he was on the sidelines for the playoff game in Houston.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't around each other. They weren't there day-to-day hanging out with each other. I'd much rather have a friend and someone in Jameis Winston than someone in Joe Flacco who is obviously going for my job at every turn.
Well,
That's not even the main part, by the way. The main part isn't even obviously going for the job. Jameis hasn't been quiet about the idea that he wants to be a starter as well. You're a backup quarterback because you want to be a starter. The main point, though, is that Jameis and Deshaun are buddies. They get along. I think that's important. I don't know. I like work better when I like the people I work with. It would encourage me to work a little bit longer if I like the people that I'm working with. Same thing with Deshaun there. Deshaun and Jameis get along. Maybe it means they hang out for a little bit longer, dissecting plays and figuring things out. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a very good thing. I liked what I heard from Deshaun today. I thought overall, I've always liked Deshaun at press conferences. I think he's really solid. I think he's very, very good in front of a mic. I think he's very good at telling us, in vague terms even, what we want to hear. I mean, we had so many of these guys leave this press conference today, the media members, and they're like, I don't know where he's at. I have no idea where he's at. But we heard him for 20 minutes, and I'm like, all right, sounds pretty optimistic to me. 216-474-0092. I am curious, though. Is he going to be that quarterback that Schlereth is talking about, that rep hog, the one that constantly is trying to go ahead and get as many reps as he can and do all this? Or will Stefanski have to put the brakes on him and say, hey, Jameis is the guy for today. You'll see it tomorrow. If that happens, I think Deshaun will take it in stride. It feels like Deshaun is looking for direction when it comes to that stuff. Like, as if he almost doesn't want to, wear all the decision-making on his shoulders. He's really put a lot of faith into not only the doctors he has around him, just by how he talks, you can tell that, but he's really put a lot of faith in a short amount of time in Kevin Stefanski and where the future of his career goes, to a point where it's kind of surprising for someone that makes $230 million and it's all guaranteed. In such a quarterback-driven league where you really can call the shots, he really seems like he puts a lot of faith and trust in Kevin Stefanski here, Dustin.
Yeah, I think that he does, and he should at this point, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm not against it. I think Stefanski's smart. I think Stefanski has the fun part about where the Browns are right now, and this works for the fan base the same way as well as the organization. We all do have the best interest of Deshaun in our hearts, because if Deshaun is great, everyone's lives are so much easier. I told you about that morning that he went down and was injured, and I was sitting there at like 9 in the morning or whatever. And I'm holding my daughter, and I'm like, oh, man, my life is going to suck. Like, people don't realize how much better our lives are when Deshaun Watson, if he gets this thing figured out, our lives are going to be so much better. Who doesn't want to talk about fun football games? Who doesn't want to talk about competitive football games? Talk about competing for the AFC. Talk about all these great things that come with Deshaun Watson being great. It's in everyone's best interest in the orbit of Deshaun Watson to have him be as best as he possibly can. So you're all working towards the same goal, which I think goes a long way, and the trust does come into play. Like here at this radio station, for instance, if I believe that our bosses, because we have like 75 bosses here, but if I believe our bosses will put my best interest above anything else and will care about my career more than anything else, I'm gonna go with them for as long as I possibly can. Like, you want people in your corner that are going to put your best interest above of even their own best interest at times, and I feel like Deshaun's got that here in Cleveland. That's a beautiful thing.
He certainly has the support. There's no doubt about that. The team supports him. The coaching staff, including Stefanski, I think he's going to put him in a good spot this year, hopefully. And the number one concern at this point is not his performance, because that was a concern prior to the injury. But now it's just coming back from the injury healthy, and then having a chance to become the player that the Browns think you can be.
Yeah, if we asked health or performance, which one worries you the most, I think a lot of fans would agree with you. Mm-hmm. It's about health, and that's what the big statement was today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.